So many movies end with a loud, triumphant fight against injustice. But in real life, that fight is much quieter and often drawn out. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A captive in Turkey is waiting to learn his fate. There are ways that you can help fight for his release. We'll tell you how in just a moment. But we also wanted to discuss short-term missions. What are they really all about? Stay with us for an answer to that question. But first, American pastor Andrew Brunson has been imprisoned in Turkey since October. He's being charged with terrorist connections, but the only evidence cited is the word of an anonymous witness. A petition for Brunson's release currently has over 100,000 signatures. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the arrest seems to be a political move.
It seems to be two possibilities. One is the Islamic leader Gulen, who is in the United States. The Turks have asked the U.S. to extradite him back to Turkey, and the U.S. has said no. It is possible that Andrew Brunson is in some ways a pawn in that game to try to encourage the United States to extradite Fethullah Gulen. The other possibility is just that he was caught up in the crackdown that is going on across Turkey since the coup attempt last year.
And it's not the first time that the church in Turkey has been targeted.
Christians are often seen as somewhat unpatriotic. The identity in the minds of so many Turks is to be Turkish is to be Muslim. So if you're not a Muslim, it's like you've turned your back on your national identity.
Please pray for Brunson. And then if you want to sign the petition, we'll connect you through links at missionnews.org. And why is it that in order to get global attention for suffering, something really bad has to happen? Well, part of it is desensitization, and part of it is lack of focus. Eva DeHarta for Haiti with Love says in the 40 years they've been in Haiti, the story has always been the same.
When something tragic happens that kills thousands of people, then the world looks at this poor little country and decides to help it for a while. And then something happens in another part of the world, and they're often running in a different direction, and they never look back.
But what about the daily suffering that's become the norm for Haiti? DeHart says we have to remember our neighbor and live out the gospel in our actions toward them. And even though they see tragedy every day at their burn clinic, the stories of healing motivate them.
You watch the excruciating pain when they first come in the door, and then their joy of being pain-free and healed after that final visit.
They thank God for each success story and ask Him for the strength and courage to continue. Recently, the burn clinic has seen an influx of cases of full-body burns on kids who've tried to mimic fire tricks that they've seen on videos. So what the ministry's asking for right now is prayer for wisdom. And finally, of the 52 short-term mission teams that Orphan Outreach will deploy this year, just 16 will be to countries like India, Kenya, and Eastern Europe. Catherine Cheng says the number of trips to these regions is growing, but some believe they're simply too remote, too expensive, or dangerous. Cheng says that stepping out of our comfort zone can be a perfect lesson in living a truly missional life.
We're all part of the body, and God calls us clearly in Scripture to go to the ends of the earth and to make disciples and to share the hope of Christ that we have. We want to engage individual believers and churches in the U.S. to go and to fulfill God's mandate to care for orphans.
Orphan Outreach partners with national ministries to ensure that visiting teams provide true benefit to the vulnerable children.
It's important for us to be working alongside nationals and not to just go in doing our own thing, thinking that we know best, but really seeking the wisdom and the advice of those that live there.
And the short-term trips are a catalyst for long-term investments in the lives of children who need you.
These short-term trips are a spiritual journey that God uses to transform their own lives and the kids that they're serving.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you, and we're all about providing tools for our faith walk. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is offering a devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. And although it was written to address discipling needs of Slavic women, the biblical truths stand for us all. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.